Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You're getting a taped edition because right now as you're listening to this, if it's the weekend and it's Saturday morning for you, Barbecue Bob and I are waist deep in our favorite tailgate of the year. It's the Michigan-Michigan State weekend. And when they bumped the game time to noon, we had to change our plans and be a little adaptable. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because not only did it change the hour that we had to be there and we had to come in and tape the show, but it also changed our menu. And so we're going to have a little bit of fun because we're going to put a breakfast component into a tailgate. You are listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is an exciting weekend, and our Spartans aren't looking so great, but our producer, Brian Fonger, is real happy because he's a Michigan fan, and his team is doing well this year, so he's going to be betting against us, but we're going to see a great game no matter what. So even though they fumbled for the first four games, I think a different team will be on the field as always when these two Titans come together.
Yeah, we're at 2-5 right now, and Michigan's at 7-0. So you know, there's obviously a big deal going on here because the game, you know, regardless of the records, this one is generally unpredictable. I agree that Michigan is favored, no question, but they're playing in East Lansing, and this is a game where they always get up for it, and we have too.
Yes.
And
yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about our tailgate, and we're fortunate every year that we're able to partner with a company called Wells Fargo, and they have us over, and Barbecue Bob and I throw down for Don Van Dyne and about 150 of his closest friends and
clients. That's right. Yep. The president of Wells Fargo, Michigan is very gracious, and he has all of his great clients there every year, and we rub elbows with the titans of business in Michigan, and they all bank with Wells Fargo.
Yeah, and you know, Wells Fargo's got a little bit of a black eye in the media lately for some practices that a very, very small minority of their employees were involved in. But just like this political season or anything, it's whatever makes headlines, whatever
right.
is a splash,
oh,
is that's
they're
what
beating
we all
the heck
focus
out
on.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Did they do something wrong? Absolutely. But 99.9% of the people that work there are great people. And, you know, Don shared a little bit of information with me. You know, they just got done sending a busload of kids from a local inner city school here in West Michigan over to a Michigan State game, bought them a ticket, gave them a locker room tour, fed them. And then the students all visited the MSU Planetarium and with the purpose of kind of inspiring them that this is what college could be for you and you certainly can go. You know, a lot of those kids, those ones that they targeted, had never left Kent County. Our county here in
Amazing.
West Michigan, where Grand Rapids is, takes them over there. It's an all-expense paid, hop on the bus, here we go, kids, and you're going to get to see a Big Ten game. Just, you know, great stuff that they do. And, you know, with all the difficult headlines recently, it's just important to remember that the vast majority of Wells Fargo's people are doing things like this. They're helping out their local community. They're a valuable part of the business community. And we couldn't be more proud to be partnered up with them for this tailgate.
I agree. And I got to tell you, Jop, you know, I'm in the hot tub business with Arctic Spas. And in the hot tub world, Wells Fargo is the leading financer of not only our manufacturers and retailers, but the retail paper. So they are a tremendous gift to our industry because they really keep us afloat in money. And let's face it, without the money and a proper partner, we'd be sunk. And I got to tell you, Wells Fargo has really stepped into that business and injected a lot of cash in it. And I couldn't be more proud of a bank that I've always felt close to, and even more so since we've gotten to know Don.
Right.
But so if you're at the Michigan State game this weekend, by all means, stop by and see us and meet some of the great people from Wells Fargo, and you'll be quite happy with them.
You'll see the big Grilling Guys tent there. We've got a pop-up with our big logo on it. We're on the south end
follow
of the stadium.
Follow your nose. It's going to be the best smell of any tailgate there. We've got a menu we're going to lay down for you in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you something. I spent last weekend, several days up at Whipple Lake at Deer Camp, and we've got that old 52 Trotwood up there my buddy Ted
How's
has.
How's that concrete floor working for you?
It's the only RV with a concrete floor. No more mice.
Right.
Those little buggers are gone. But I'm building this. I've been skinning logs for the last 6 or 8 months to build my own little log grill house like Arctic sells. So I'm going to build my own. And I'm going to
in
my backyard. Yeah, and I'm going to get you and Brad to help me with the pad here real quick because cold weather's coming in.
Yeah.
And I got to get that pad down for it.
Now I'm a concrete guy.
Well, Brad is. I know Brad offered shoot it.
He's, you know what? His right index finger works really well in the concrete business. Like, you need to go over there. You need to do
that. I'm just counting on him for a transit because I need to get it level.
Right.
But so I needed a few more
logs.
So I called Ted and said, hey, I want to cut down a little more pine. And he said, fine. We've got hundreds of them up there. So I cut down a pine that was probably 18 inches at the base, and then it split into two immediately. So I have many sections of 10-inch logs, which will be my first layer of logs that I lay down on the base, and they'll get progressively smaller as I go to the top.
So you're building the log cabin grill shack.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm building a stone grill in the middle of it to duplicate the one at the Salt Lick in Texas, and because I like doing stone masonry a little bit on the side, and that's gonna be my winter project to get the logs done. But I'm New Orleans bound tomorrow morning. I am getting on a plane, and by 11 a.m., I'm going to be in the living room of the ever-famous T-Gid, hanging out with the Guidry family, and he's cooking up some gumbo and all kinds of stuff, and we're gonna sit around and watch football all afternoon. And his brother Greg, who makes the Cajun Grill, is going to join us.
Burp and fart and drink Cajun drinks.
It's
going to be better than that.
It's going to be wonderful. And then I head on to the International Pool and Spa Show in New Orleans the next day, and we'll be on Bourbon Street Halloween night for a costume party.
That scares me.
And I'm going as a white-tailed deer. Daughter Olivia has the get-up all ready for me, and she's going to show me how to do it. But I'm going to carry a pistol, I'm
going to
be a deer that hunts people.
Yeah, be careful about carrying a pistol down on Bourbon Street.
Well, it's
during,
a little wooden
Halloween.
It's a little wooden gun that my uncle made me that shoots rubber bands. It's really cool. It's got a paper clip on it. You know.
Right.
So we're going to have some fun down on Bourbon Street, and I'm really looking forward to going to New Orleans. But when I leave T-Gids, I'm going to shoot right past New Orleans and drive over into Mississippi, kiss the ground, and then drive down to New Orleans, and I will have then visited all 50 states.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the only one you haven't been to.
The only two.
Oh.
Louisiana and Mississippi are still no-shows for Barbecue Bob.
Well, that's a bucket list item.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of a cool thing. So I'm looking forward to getting that off the list.
Yeah, well, while you're there, spend an extra minute and find out what they do for barbecue in Mississippi, because I've not been there either. So it's got to be southern, and it's got to be probably a little bit sweet, and it'd be good to know.
Well, we have had my friend Mark Lambert on from Sweet Swine of Mine. He's a Delta Country barbecue boy.
Right.
And
that's right.
We do some of their barbecue. But just going to be one of those funny little things that I can, you know, literally touch the ground and leave.
All I can say is just send pictures, dude. I want to see you in a big old buck outfit and have somebody, you know, maybe shoot at you once.
It's going to be fun.
I'm sure it will.
And I've never been to New Orleans, so we're going to have a week there. It's going to be something to not tape, I'm sure.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about how we had to change our tailgate menu because of game time change. And we're going to be throwing down a little Jop and Barbecue Bob breakfast. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic Spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports.
Allen Bob Sports Big Buck Photo Contest is back. With adult and youth divisions, Allen Bob's is picking two $20 gift certificate winners every week and giving away two grand prizes of a Muddy BS 360 hunting blind and a $250 Allen Bob's gift certificate. Just bag your buck and take a great photo. Entry instructions are at allenbobs.com or on Allen Bob's Facebook page. Allen Bob's Big Buck Photo Contest is running now through November 29th.
On the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Barbecue Bob and I had to tape this one earlier in the week because we had a little game time change of the Michigan-Michigan State game. As you're listening to this, we are waist deep into our favorite tailgate of the year for the big game. And we had a little change this year, Barbecue Bob. We were planning on a 3:30 start, and then the TV executives were smarter than we are and said, you know, we're going to noon. So we changed the menu. What you thinking about that?
Well, I think, as usual, we're going to have a great time, and the Wells Fargo clients are going to be extremely happy because they always end up just in love with the food, and because I think we work really hard, and it's kind of nice to have somebody come in and make a special meal for you for a special event. It just adds to the celebration.
Yeah,
it does. You know, what we had done also was we had the Mason James Bakery make us up some more of those awesome little brownies. Like we brought last year, and so I'm sure the crowd's going to be looking forward to that. But I wanted to mention, next week I am in New Orleans, and filling in for me is going to be Nick Roloffs, who is my best friend's son-in-law, actually, and he's one of the brewers at Gravel Bottom that you've gotten to know.
Yep. I've sat on the right side of that bar while Nick has slid a beer or two across from me.
The kid is not only a fantastic brewer, but a tremendous foodie. He makes I watch his Facebook feeds, and the guy could be a chef anywhere because what he cooks up for Mandy is like world class. So you're going to be in good company. He's going to add some good flavor, and hopefully he doesn't outshine me and you replace me.
Well, you know, we'll give him a crack at it. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But so the tailgate's happening this week. We get the news that the game got moved from 3:30 to noon, which means we've got to get there about 6:30 in the morning, get the stuff.
Now it's down to the planning.
Right.
And that's the key for tailgating, as you know.
That's right. And I'm sitting here looking at our menu list, and I'm looking at our shopping list and the things we have and the things we need to get. Mostly the things we need to get are perishable because we've done this enough that we've got all our hard goods with us. But we're going to break this down throughout the show because I thought it was relevant. You know, there's still a lot of great games out there. in pro games as well, if you get into that.
Oh, man. Even high school games you can do this stuff
for. You can do this. So we're going to start out with a little bit of the breakfast. And there's one that I enjoy that because they're so portable, they're so dang easy, and you can make them ahead, and that is the Scotch egg. And very simple, guys. It's a hard-boiled egg with sausage packed around it, and then we're going to put them on the top rack of the smoker and cook them for maybe an hour at that 250 to 275 degrees. That sausage is going to cook down. And I'm talking like the big fat Jimmy Dean or Bob Evans, or what we're going to use is our friends over at Sobey Meats have a kielbasa. And I ask them to give it to me uncased. So I buy it just bulk kielbasa. And you just take that egg and put it in a patty of
that's an award-winning kielbasa recipe, by the way.
Absolutely. And you wrap it around, and just so the sausage covers the hard-boiled egg, and I'm just going to set it on the smoker rack. I'm not going to roll it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to do anything. And you'll tell because the sausage will shrink up, and it'll look like it's done. And there's only maybe a quarter inch of sausage all around the perimeter of that egg, right? I'm not loading it up. I'm just putting enough to cover the egg. And then what you do is you take those off the smoker and let them rest for 3 or 4 minutes, and then you just slice them with a knife, and you get that sausage ring around the egg white and the egg yolk in there, and it makes a really cool presentation. You pick it up, and you got eggs and sausage all together. Very portable. If somebody wants a whole one, you can eat it like an apple because it won't fall apart. The sausage just kind of holds everything together, and you take a bite of it. But just really good tailgate food. Boiled the eggs on Wednesday, right? Boiled eggs keep forever. Got there in 15 minutes. We'll pack the sausage around them, put them on the smoker, set it, forget it. An hour and a half later, we're eating breakfast.
Sounds like a plan.
Really easy.
And
really easy.
When all else fails, if it gets to be a boring tailgate, you've got a football so you can play a little catch.
Yeah, that's kind of like bobbing for apples, only grilling guy style. Right?
Yeah, you could even, take some little veggies or something and make little Kamado cookers out of them, just have some big green eggs out there. Oh, whatever. Anyway, another thing we might look at doing is some little breakfast tortillas, which is really, and this is fun to do. McDonald's made them famous, but you can make your own that are much better.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a flour tortilla, some scram sausage, onions, peppers, and some nice sharp cheddar, and roll them up and throw them in the oven or smoker for just a little bit to crisp them up. And you've got, again, another nice handle food, something you can walk around with without, a plate, which is kind of handy at a tailgate because you got to have your bloody in the other hand.
Right, and the thing I like about those the best is everything, every ingredient that he just talked about can be made ahead at home and put in a bag.
Yeah.
Even the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're all cooked. Everything's there. And what you do is when you assemble them and you put that cheese on there, wrap them up, throw them in the smoker, the cheese brings everything together as they heat up.
So
you pull them out. They're crispy. They're tasty. Easy, easy breakfast item.
Yeah, so this is all going to come together really well, and I got to give credit where it's due. Jop is a supreme planner, and these tailgates come off so very well because he plans out everything. And I wish you would quit planning out my wardrobe because that's getting a little too
high. Yeah, well, if you'd only listen, it'd be a lot better.
And you get to debut your new trailer smoker for the first time. Right. You're going to roll up to a tailgate.
It's your old trailer smoker.
You're going to roll up to a tailgate with your own big trailer smoker, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have a big beast like that? Not many.
Right.
So
well,
good for you.
Guys, right?
Good for you.
We need to have it. Another thing we're going to do, and this is a crossover food, because later in the show we're going to break down what we feel is a really awesome Bloody Mary bar with all the component parts in it that we're putting together for this thing, too. We'll talk about that in a minute. But one of the items on that will be bacon. And Barbecue Bob and I were talking about it. It's really hard to do bacon on a grill because you get flare-ups as it renders.
Yes.
So there's another item that we're going to make ahead of time. But you had a tip on what kind of bacon to do and how to cook it. What was that?
Well, Sobey sells a really nice slab bacon. They also have a homemade bacon, which is even thicker. And, maybe just for shucks and grins, we might try a little bit of that too. But what I find is when you bake a standard package process bacon, it's cut a little too thin, and it I think it's going to crack and fall apart, and it's not going to make that nice stick we're looking for.
Right.
Like if you ever make bacon candy, you want a nice thick cut of bacon.
Right.
And Sobey has this awesome They call it slab bacon, and it's wonderful.
It's like an eighth of an inch thick cut.
Really wonderful. Yeah it's just, I mean, fries up great. It's durable. The flavor's phenomenal. And then when you stick that in either a bloody, or if you're making bacon candy or anything like that, you know, you've got something kind of rigid. You got a little 2x4 in your hand instead of instead of sawdust. Yeah.
So we'll be using that bacon as a garnish in there, but we're also, you know, who doesn't love bacon? You mentioned bacon candy. We're going to put that where I wanted you to go with that is that we're going to put it in the oven on a baking rack, an elevated baking rack, and put underneath there to catch the grease as it renders off. But what that'll do is they don't shrink up and get all goofy shape then. They just kind of render down, and they tighten up and
they
make into that
straight.
Plank.
Yep.
But talk about candied bacon just for a minute, because that's something that's really easy. Again, we can make it ahead and serve it.
Yeah, it's so simple. It's just brown sugar and cayenne pepper, and you simply take each piece of bacon and you pack it down in the brown sugar until it's nice and coated, and you lay it on that rack and you bake it until it's to the texture that you want it to get to. And then you leave it on the rack, again, the baker's rack, which is, it looks like a screen window. It looks like a screen meshing type thing. And you put it on top of a cookie sheet and then you bake it. And the house will smell wonderful for one thing. But then you take it out and as soon as it's hot, you take that baker's rack and you get some wax paper out and you flip that rack over onto the wax paper so it cools on the wax paper. If you don't, it's going to weld itself to that baker's rack. And we're going to do many sessions of them, so we're going to keep reusing those racks and keep running it through the mill. And again, we can do that tonight when we're prepping all this food.
Right. Now, if you're listening to this, and the underlying message here that and Bob, I appreciate the compliment, but if you can plan this stuff ahead and you can figure out what can be done 2 days ahead, what can be done a day ahead, and the stuff you have to do the day of, this becomes pleasurable. It's not a chore.
Right.
I remember when we first started this, it was Friday at 3 we'd meet, and it was like we were working until 3 in the morning and pack our stuff up and get over there, and we still forgot stuff. So we've kind of perfected this thing.
The Red Bull helped a little bit.
Yeah, and it still will. We're old now. But anyway, the tip that you want to pick up from that is make ahead what you can, because it'll make your time there much more enjoyable. But coming up next, Barbecue Bob is going to do a little veggies at the tailgate. We've got some vegetarians joining us, and we've had some special requests.
Every year.
Right, so we're going to break that down a little bit for you. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grilling Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're getting ready for the big Michigan-Michigan State game because as you're listening to us, Barbecue Bob and I taped this show earlier in the week because we are down at East Lansing in the South Lot right now, and we are throwing down the big, big tailgate for our friends at Wells Fargo.
Just look for the smoke. Stop in.
Yeah.
We'll slip a Bloody Mary in your hand.
Yeah, because we're going to have a big Bloody Mary, Mary. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But right now, interestingly enough, we try to accommodate everybody if we're aware of what's going on. And our friends at Wells Fargo brought to our attention that a few of their guests are vegetarians.
Yep.
And this poses a interesting dilemma for us because
we're such carnivores,
right? We cook protein.
We're kind of ignorant on the vegetable side. Right, yeah. We're getting better, but it's just not the proclivity we're inclined to display.
All right, let's stop using big words that we don't know how to use, and let's get back to, we got to cook these people some vegetables or tofu or something. What are you thinking, Bob?
I think one of the things that I'm really keen to lately is the small peppers on the grill whole. I did it again last night, and you get those bags of colorful little peppers. They're
sweet
yellow
peppers.
Yellow and red, and they're very small. They're babies. But what's nice about them is you can grill them up whole. You don't have to do a thing to them. They are actually easier to handle this way because when you get done, your guest actually has a little handle by which to eat it from.
Right.
And you don't have to cut them, take the guts out, any of that stuff. You just grill them whole. And I grilled up a couple dozen last night with a bunch of steaks I did. And I think it was maybe 2 minutes on each side, and I pulled them off. And I pulled them at just the right time because they had some little black marks on them, but they didn't look cooked. But by the time the heat got to them and they cooled off, they were the perfect texture. They weren't mushy. So they were real nice to eat, but they were cooked. And it, you know, the peppers are so amazing. You know, I have this weird thing about peppers, and I love to talk about placental fiber and all these things. But it's true, when you cook that fiber inside actually imparts a different flavor, and a jalapeno will do the same thing. When you cook a jalapeno, it's a different pepper than a raw one.
Absolutely.
Just like when you pickle one, it's a different flavor profile. So these peppers are wonderful to do. If you want to do some larger ones for, you know, whatever reason, the larger ones work great too. But these little ones are nice because they cook up very quickly.
Did you season them with anything?
Nope, I didn't do a thing. I just threw them on the grill. I washed them and threw them on the grill. And the nice thing is your guests can take two or three of them on their plate along with whatever else you're doing and just have a wonderful, nourishing little...
Maybe not along with what we're doing because everything else has meat in it.
No, no, that's not true. That's not true because what we have going on also are my signature smoked tomato with blue cheese.
Okay.
Now, these are really great because you can take a rounder tomato, and you can use the little ones, the new smaller ones that I see. I can't think of the name of them.
They're about the size of a golf ball.
Yeah, you can use those if you want, so you have more of them. But I like using just a nice, fat, kind of a flatter type tomato, not the Romas, but something that'll sit on end. You cap the top of it off with a stem in it, so you have a flat top, and you put blue cheese on there, not a whole lot. You just put some crumpled blue cheese on top, and then you crush some black pepper on it, and you throw it in the smoker for about 45 minutes at about 250. Put some smoke to it, put a little heat to it, and you just cook it to the stage where the firm is the tomato is starting to lose the firmness, but it's not getting mushy, because that person is going to want to pick that up and eat it, or cut it up and eat it. But that blue cheese has enough salt in it that it kind of seasons up and profiles that tomato nicely. And then if you put a little touch of smoke to it, you get a smoky cheese on top of that nice hot tomato. A tomato is another thing that, again, changes the flavor totally once you cook it. So once you're heating that thing up, there's something about the acid in the tomato that just makes it come to life and gives it another profile. Those are my mouth's watering as I talk about them. I love them.
Yeah, and what an addition to that, those are fabulous just like they are. In addition to that, I'm back to something you could do ahead of time, is take a bottle of balsamic vinegar and reduce it down and put it in a squirt bottle, like a ketchup or a mustard bottle.
Sure.
But it's just reduced balsamic. Yep. Concentrates the flavors, gets a little sweet and a little tart. And it's pretty because it's really dark colored.
Yep.
Right? So if you had that red tomato with the white cheese on there and you drizzled a little bit of that balsamic reduced on there, that would be fabulous too. A nice addition.
You're absolutely right, and I was just getting to that. That's how you finish it off.
Okay.
With a little balsamic reduction. And if you don't want to cook down a balsamic, Rachel Ray sells a beautiful balsamic reduction that's like $5 a bottle. It makes it really easy.
Yep.
Because I have a problem taking Old World Olive Company's 18-year balsamic and cooking it down. It's so darn good.
Seems a shame, right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm wasting a fine balsamic. But, you know, the cheaper grades like that, and I love Rachel Ray. She's such a little cutie, and she's such a great chef that it's nice to support her with those products. The other thing we're going to do is some grilled sweet potatoes with a lime cilantro sauce. And this is really simple. Medium-sized sweet potatoes, scrub them down, and you cut them into what some people might call steak fries, or basically you're cutting it into a thin wedge. And then you're going to coat it with an EVO. We're going to use a butter EVO from Old World Olive Company. And then you take some cilantro and that butter EVO or garlic EVO or maybe a lime EVO if you want. And you take that cilantro and you put it in a saucepan with some EVO and you squeeze in some lemon or some lime wedges and you simmer that down just a little bit. I'm saying it's going to simmer for about a minute or 2 minutes, not very long. And then let that cool. And you're going to grill these sweet potatoes that have been coated in sea salt and EVO. You're going to grill them to perfection. And then at the last minute, when you put them on the plate, you're going to take a small spoon or a squirt bottle or something, and you're going to layer that cilantro lime sauce on top of them. And this is fantastic. Even if you're not a vegetarian, if you just want to try a cool potato, sweet
right.
potatoes are totally healthy, and they don't kill your diet. So
Once
that's
going to
be something
I'm back
really
to the
nice.
Prep side of that. You could cut the potatoes up the night before and put them in a Ziploc bag.
A must.
You want to bring the salt because you're going to salt them as you put them out. But that cilantro lime, you could also make that ahead of time. You
oh,
could
absolutely.
Make that on Wednesday before
yeah.
Saturday.
And then put it in a squirt bottle.
Right. Easy enough. So you've just got your stuff there, because what we're trying to get you all to understand is you want to be part of the party. You don't want to be working the dang thing the whole time.
You don't want to be us.
Right. And but when we prep it, we can interact and we can have fun. And there's always, you know, part of what we do at our tailgates is we teach. There's always people, not a lot, but there's a few people that come around and say, that was fantastic. How'd you do that? I'd love to go do that at my house when I have company over. So having the ingredients there where you don't have to be, you know, sleeves rolled up and dove in so hard that you can't look
right,
up.
Right.
But just having some of this stuff made and being able to talk about it, and it just makes for a better experience.
I agree. So one more thing you can do, and we're going to do at this tailgate, is you can get some nice big mushrooms, not super large, but big enough so they won't split when you put them on a skewer. You go to our website, thegrillingguys.com, and look up shish kebab. And find Charlie Jabor's shish kebab. It's my father-in-law. He just passed away, but it's a real Lebanese shish kebab. marinade menu, a recipe, and make up that marinade and take those mushrooms and maybe some nice peppers, some larger pepper chunks.
Squash, maybe, zucchinis.
And you could even do that if you wanted to. Make some skewers up and then roast those on your grill. And I'll tell you what, the mushrooms turn out fantastic because a mushroom has to have something with it. It's just too plain if you don't do something with it.
But again, we just broke down three or four different vegetarian items. Now, the last thing I'll say about the vegetarian is that we're even going to go so far as to use different cutting boards and different utensils when we're handling the vegetables versus when we're handling the proteins.
Our tongs will have no eyes.
That's right, because people that are vegetarian, it's important to them. And you know, just take everybody into account. Coming up next, it's the Bloody Mary Bar. Can't wait to break it down for you and maybe a little bit of our lunch items, too. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com. Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is the Michigan State Tailgate Edition. Bob and I hit the studio earlier because right now, as you're listening to this, if it's Saturday morning, we are waist deep in a big O tailgate, south lot. We got the big Jumbotron right there at the end of the stadium. We're looking at the backside of it, and it's a great day to be a Spartan fan, even though we're struggling a little bit, but we're here.
That's right. And welcome back to the show. You are listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on this station. You can go to thegrillingguys.com, check out our website. You can ask questions, leave comments. We're getting more and more people asking questions and leaving comments, especially after the Ted Nugent interview. it's a great resource for you. It's 6 years of history, and it's a blog. And there's a search bar on the top right. You can find any recipe we've talked about. And you can also follow us on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. And I am on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. So don't forget to do that. And we want to give a big shout out to our affiliate stations, WPS 98.5 and The Twister up north. UPS 98.5. is just a powerhouse 100,000-watt stick in the north. And you get the Grilling Guys all over northern Michigan as a result of that fantastic station. And we get so many Facebook followers and questions and fans from that station. I can't even begin to thank them enough. But, Jop, I think we've got to get with those folks and start planning Tip-Up Town so we can go back up there.
We got to get up
do
there.
Do Tip-Up Town next
if
year.
If you're listening, call Chires and tell them you got to have the Grilling Guys back. No, I'm not having you do our dirty work. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We really enjoy that Tip-Up event. It's an opportunity for us to get up and rub elbows and do a little cooking with our friends
so
in the
fun.
North.
I mean, Houghton Lake is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful place. And snow's coming at us. Coming at us real quick. This morning it was nice and cool, and the leaves are blowing everywhere. And, man, I can just feel that fall rut coming on, and I'm all excited to
get into
some whitetail.
You know, he's going to go earlier in the show, he said he's going to wear a deer costume down for Halloween in New Orleans. I mean, he's in full
rut. I'll
be
on Bourbon Street as a 12-point buck.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you. All I want is a picture. I don't want to be there.
It's that guy that just got shot.
So we're wrapping up this tailgate plan that we put together, and we said, you know what, the game got moved to noon. We got to put a breakfast component in it. Like every Grilling Guy, it's like Bloody Mary bar. Let's do this. So I barbecue Bob. I went on a journey,
and we're not providing the vodka. No, Wells Fargo is.
That's right. I went on a journey, and we're bringing everything but the booze. We're not allowed to do that, and we're not licensed properly, so we don't. But I spent almost $300 on stuff for a Bloody Mary bar. I'm so psyched about this thing. And in addition to, I went with a Zing Zang, and I got 8 half gallons, so we got 4 gallons of Zing Zang. But I got pearl onions, and I've got asparagus. I got beans, the bacon sticks we talked about.
What do you have, the pickled beans?
Yeah, I got pickled beans and pickled asparagus in there. I've got the pepperoncini peppers. I've got anything that would look like it would be pickled and be good inside of a Bloody Mary. I did it. I got skewers. I got short skewers. I got long skewers. Some people like to make the spectacle of it. Oh, I got 5 pounds of shrimp cocktails that aren't going to be served with cocktail sauce, but are going to be garnishes for our Bloody Marys.
How about marinated mushrooms?
Got them. Yep.
All right.
Got them.
I think
you think about it.
That's going to be a good looking bloody right there.
Oh, yeah.
You won't even need all the rest of this food. If you get a couple bloodies, you're going to have your vegetarians all covered.
4 kinds of cheeses that I'm going to cube up and put in there. I went over to Sobeys and got some meat sticks. So I'm going to cut up little pieces of meat sticks and put those in there. It's going to be a meal in a glass.
You're going to need a bucket to fit
those. I got 24 ounce Solo cups that are square so they'll sit better, and they got corners so you can stuff the skewers in.
Something else smart that I think you did was you instructed Wells Fargo to get a case of Fen Valley's sparkling wine so we can make mimosas.
That's right, because the ladies enjoy the mimosas as well as they do the Bloody Marys, but it's just another offering, and it's pretty easy to do.
We're bringing all our sponsors to the tailgate.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yep.
Little Old World Olive. We got Sobey. I'll pack my 40 so we can have Alan Bob's represented.
And I would be willing to bet. I'd be willing to bet we'll slide over to Siciliano's and maybe get an adult beverage for you and I to have in the back as the day progresses.
You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, but anyway. So Bloody Mary bar, really looking forward to it. I've got all the seasonings and the spices and the salts for the rim and all that stuff. Just going to be a great time. I can't wait to unveil that thing.
Okay, now I'm going to go with something that I think is going to get Jop overstimulated because it's got tofu.
Oh, thank you.
There's an old joke when Jop's one of his first appearances on the show. He came up with this great recipe for tofu, and me and the other host at the time, which was Michael Gray back at the old station, we absolutely fell apart laughing when he brought up tofu. And the poor guy, I think for a year or two, had tofu thrown at him every time he showed up.
It freaking won't go away is what it is. I'm going to tell you that right
now. Anyway, a couple years ago, we were at Fen Valley, and these people from India were grilling next to us, and they actually brought over some tofu that they had with this great curry or some seasoning on it. And reluctantly, I tried some, and honestly, It was really good. So there are obviously ways you can do tofu. So we've explored a little bit, and we found a great way to use tofu. And it's basically you're going to cut it into slabs that are about a quarter inch thick, and then you're going to cut like pizza-shaped wedges out of it. And it's real easy to do. You just cut it diagonally once you get your quarter inch slabs cut. And you make these pizza slices, and then you're going to, with Asiago cheese, some parsley, walnuts, sage, grapeseed oil, kosher salt, black pepper, you're gonna create a topping for those that's going to be fantastic. But you're going to brush some EVO on these tofu slices, and you're going to grill them. And you're going to get nice grill marks on them.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do I put them right on the grates?
Yeah. Well,
are they stiff enough that they won't fall through?
Yeah, and as soon as you put the EVO on them and set them down, they're going to cauterize a little bit, and it'll toughen up. It'll get a skin. It'll be just like a pizza crust, but it's tofu.
Only worse.
No, honestly, I think you're going to really like this, and you're going to find out this morning.
Okay. The proof is in the palate on that one.
Well,
dude.
And then you put some Asiago cheese on them. After you've flipped them once, you've got a hot side up. You put the Asiago cheese on them while the bottom grills. You melt that Asiago, and then you lay out this this pesto, and you put the pesto on them. And haven't you ever had a pesto pizza? It's going to be just like that.
Okay. Yeah, except
like
the pesto
that.
Pizza has a dough crust, not a tofu crust.
You just wait. You're going to eat your words. No, Mr. You tofu, you're going to be a believer. This all was your idea now. Don't shoot me.
No, I had nothing to do with this. And let me tell you what I'm eating. Beef tenderloin off of the Tech Grill Bob will cook to medium rare.
That's just fine, but I'm going to tell you that those beautiful ladies that come every year and want all vegetarian stuff are going to be eating out of my hand, and you're going to be so jealous.
No, I'm going to watch.
You're
going to
be so jealous. You're going to go, yeah, well, I'm the original tofu guy.
While I grill lamb chops that have been marinated in olive oil and garlic and oregano for 2 days, again, another prep item. All we're going to do is put them on the grill for about 3 minutes. I'm also going to have some beef sliders. Love sliders at tailgates because they're just itty little bitty two-biters.
We've got some great buns being made at the Schnitz Deli.
Yeah,
they're going to be beautiful. We're going to talk about sliders in just a minute, but that's another game all on its own that some people just don't understand. And we've beat it to death probably, but I don't know that you can ever get everyone perfected in something, but sliders is we're on a mission for that.
Well, and you're never going to come to a Grilling Guys tailgate without wings on the smoker either, and we'll have 3 or 4 flavors of those. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's tailgate weekend. Barbecue Bob and I are down in East Lansing, South Lot. Stop by, see the smoke. You might see our tent through the smoke. And if you're one of the seagulls that can't get in the lot, we'll throw a bone over the fence for you. But we appreciate you. Stick with us. We're going to be right back with another little tidbit.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Today's Man Law, as usual, is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. It's right off of 96 before you get to Grand Rapids if you're coming from Detroit or Lansing. Fantastic little stop. If you want the best pasty in Lower Michigan, you got to go there and make sure you get some ketchup.
And enjoy the gravy.
Yeah. Anyway, so today's Man Law is, unless you have a lucrative endorsement contract, do not appear in public wearing more than one Nike swoosh.
Oh, is that right? Can't have the hat, the shirt, and the trowel?
No.
Yeah, those are the endorsement guys on the golf course, right?
That's right.
They have that kind of stuff.
I agree.
It's Man just a law. Little. It's a little too wrong.
So we're going to do some sliders, and we also, when we go to Allen Bob's in December, are going to do venison sliders.
Mm-hmm.
We are like world-renowned down there for our venison sliders because so many people got turned on to venison that used to shy away from it.
Right.
But these are really easy to make, and if it's a venison slider, you're going to mix some EVO in with it.
And the reason is that this so venison is so very lean that it'll dry out when you're cooking it unless it's got some sort of moisture in it.
Some sort of moisture?
Sort of moisture.
Okay. On that note,
drinking this
we're going to cut up some olives. And we're going to dice up some olives finely and maybe some sweet onions and some crumpled blue cheese. We're going to mix that all together for those sliders.
Mm.
And it's kind of a little olive burger. But the key to these things is getting the right size, and then make sure you put the indentation in the middle so you don't have an alien spaceship when you're done grilling
the
it.
The thumbprint right in the middle. And by the way, three kinds of olives for my Bloody Mary bar. Forgot about that. But we'll slice up some of those and put them on those sliders because it's just it's a two-biter, man.
Where'd that rabbit come from?
Yeah, it's just a two-biter. Love those sliders like that because they're, you can mess around. They don't need a lot of condiments either. Just a little ketchup, maybe a little mustard. You don't need to juice them all up because it's two bites and you're done, man.
Are we back to the sliders again?
We're on them.
Okay.
I haven't left them. I don't think I ever left.
Okay.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, want to talk about something else.
So, yes, a little bit of some nice butter lettuce or something that's, you know, spinach works well. If you get the right size tomato, a thin slice of that fits right on there.
On a slider?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's like a deluxe cheeseburger.
No, a slider's a mini hamburger, man.
Right.
It's not White Castle, baby.
No.
Come on.
Isn't it?
It's okay to put.
Maybe an onion
it's okay
and a pickle. One pickle squirt.
What are you,
circle,
like the slider Nazi now?
Here I am. I'll just tell you how I like them.
Okay.
You enjoy
I'm talking about everybody, not just you.
Yeah.
Everybody here. This is an all-inclusive show.
You can have your sliders how you want them right after you serve the tofu pizza slices to the ladies.
I'm quite happy to make up vegetables for our great clients.
Yeah, I agree.
We're paying us
to
make those pretty ladies happy.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember, it was Barbecue Bob that made you girls happy.
Right.
Jop, he was throwing you over the bus, throwing you under the bus. He was just.
I'm just throwing you around. That's all I'm doing.
He's brutal.
Yeah. Wow.
So next week, tune in because the guest host will be Nick Roloffs from Gravel Bottom. Again, he is my best friend Carl's son-in-law. I've known the kid since he came into their family. I was at his wedding and noticed a spark about this kid way back. And he's now a fine brewer at Gravel Bottom, and he's got a bright future. He's going to be sitting in my seat, and he'll do a great job. And, Jop, you're in for a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. Hey, if you're out there in the tree, be safe. Get up and down safe. Shoot a big buck. The grilling guys would love to hear about that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Send us a picture of your big one. And if you got any questions about how to grill it, there might be a tip or two on the website.
Also,
as well.
Don't forget to enter into Alan Bob's Big Buck Contest because pay you to do that.
You're right. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in this week. Be safe and enjoy the game. We'll talk with you next week.